All right, everybody. I'm here with Mike Williams, the owner and founder of GY6 Apparel Company. Thanks for sitting down to chat with me, Mike.
Yeah, thank you.
So tell me a little bit about yourself, your background, and what has led you to start GY6 Apparel Company.
Yeah, sure. So come from a military family. I never served myself, but I've always just been a supporter, been a patriot, grateful for those who do fight for our freedom. So, you know, my career early on was working in the defense background as a contractor. So I got to hear a lot of stories and interact with a lot of folks who were on that front line and just really wanted to find a way outside of work to continue to give back to them. I've also kind of been an apparel junkie. I've always liked t-shirts and gear and things like that. So just kind of combine those few things into a way to not only continue to support our troops, but also kind of let that creative outlet shine as well.
Cool. Which that kind of addresses my next question that I had for you is, you know, the inspiration behind GY6 Apparel Company. So maybe dive into exactly what GY6 stands for.
Sure. So GY6 is short for Got Your Six. So on the face of a clock, 12 would be forward facing, 6 would be your back. So Got Your Six is a phrase commonly used in military law enforcement, just meaning I've got you, I've got your support, I've got your back. So I've always liked that term, and I just had this idea of a logo, the way that the three letters would fit together. So that idea was always kicking around for a while.
Nice. And that leads perfectly into the next question here is, how did that process of having all these ideas translate into taking your actual first step and making it a reality? Like, what was that process like?
Yeah, so, you know, like I said, I've always been kind of a gear junkie. I used to make t-shirts in college and sell them at tailgates, and have just always liked doing a little bit of graphics, a little bit of design. So I had this idea in my head. I sketched it out and just kind of kept a notebook going of ideas that I had. Eventually took that first step of ordering the first product, which was really kind of the catalyst of getting the whole thing going.
Yeah. How long do you think it was before you actually ordered that first order? Just because a lot of entrepreneurs have these great ideas that they think about, but you know, it's when are you going to actually take the first step and start making it a reality? Because so many ideas go by the wayside with people who think about it but then don't ever act upon it.
Sure. So my notebook was digital, so it was a PowerPoint that I would kind of capture ideas and dump them into, and I have the date saved on that PowerPoint from when I first created it. So it was a couple years from when I first created the idea before I ever ordered the first product or made a legitimate business. So, you know, kicked it around for a while. You know, at times wished I had gone faster, but just kept that notebook going, kept the journal going, and eventually, you know, took the jump.
Now, do you think some of that waiting period was due to just not having enough time and being busy, or you just wanted to make sure that you kind of perfected your vision before you took that first step?
Probably more of the former. You know, I liked the idea. I knew that I wanted to do it, but I was busy. You know, have a young daughter, have a wife at home, had a day job. So this was always a nights and weekends effort. But was also just intimidated. You know, didn't know what that first step was. I've always thought that I had to have every single detail figured out and lined up before I could ever take one step. I needed to know all of them. And I finally got to that point where I said, you need to do one thing. You need to take one step. So that was really the catalyst, was to just say, you don't need to know everything. Just do this one thing today.
Okay. So you put your first order in, kind of put the pressure on you to keep going. So talk to me about some of the biggest obstacles that you faced from the time that you put that first order in to where you are now.
Yeah, I think probably the biggest ones were just the unknowns. What do I need to do legally, you know, to have an LLC and to make sure that I'm filing taxes correctly and I have the business license that I need? I would say use tools that we have readily available to us now online. I use the website to help me create the LLC. They do the North Carolina business license registration. They also offer to do taxes and accounting and services like that. And it's not preventative. There's not a huge financial burden to get into that. So I would say, you know, do some research on a few companies that offer startup services for businesses, and educate yourself on specifically what your field is and what the requirements are. But that was probably the biggest unknown was just, what do I need to do? I know that I can make a t-shirt and I can show it to people and sell it, but I need to do it the right way.
Cool. Any other big challenges that you face with, you know, selling of the shirts, or, you know, knowing how much inventory to have and then going out and selling it and then knowing when is the next appropriate time to create some more stuff so that we're not, you know, having so much left over and putting yourself in debt maybe?
Sure. So the timing of it is a challenge. You know, I started this in late 2019 and COVID hits a few months later. So, a lot of events were canceled, a lot of in-person things were canceled, so it was tough to grow it face-to-face. So I really focused on Instagram. That's a free way to get your word out there. I was 100% new to Instagram, didn't even have a personal account, so that's a great tool, though, to just use and get your name out there, you know, use that as a marketing tool as well. And then I just tried to find ways to help spread the word about the brand. And I've used the fitness industry and specifically CrossFit industry as a great way to spread it. I find that those clients typically are into t-shirts and they like having new gear to wear, but they're also typically a fairly patriotic bunch. So they usually get behind the message. You know, every CrossFit gym I've been in, you see flags of our military hanging up. So pretty patriotic group, and I've tried to just spread it at our gym here and also through live events and competitions in that industry, and that's been a big key as well.
Awesome. So obviously, you know, the apparel industry, t-shirt industry is fairly competitive. A lot of people are out there selling that. So what is your view on the market, how competitive it is, and what do you do to try to separate yourself from competition?
Yeah. Yes, definitely competitive. I think there are a ton of companies that are doing similar things, that are giving back, that are doing t-shirts and doing similar types of messaging. And I think that's great. I think there's tons of space in this industry for patriotic companies and for companies that want to give back. I think one way to differentiate yourself is to really have a clear vision up front of what's important and just not to stray from that. So you don't have to be an innovator per se, but know what your core value is and stick to it. So mine has been that I've always wanted to donate 50%, and a lot of companies donate, you know, 10%, 20%, and I've always just had that number in my mind that if this thing's going to be successful, I want to give as much as I'm going to share in that. So that's one thing I've decided that will never change about the company. And, you know, really early on, I thought through that and I said, these are t-shirts, right? I'm not investing millions of dollars into equipment and into product before I can launch this. So if this thing is a complete failure, I will have invested some money in some t-shirts and I will have had some fun and learned something from it. If it's moderately successful and sustains itself for a little while, then I'll sell some shirts, I'll have some fun, I'll donate some money. And if it's wildly successful, then I will have donated a lot of money and made some money, and that'll be great. So to me, that's always been my three buckets, were to just remind myself that even the biggest failure this thing could possibly be is, you know, out a little bit of cash and I've sold some shirts and had some fun. So just keeping that perspective, I think, is important too.
Nice. Awesome. So we touched on a couple things that I want to follow up with. So one is, you talked about, you know, using Instagram over the pandemic as a free tool to really market yourself and promote yourself. I know you've done events as well where you show up to gyms or other events with, you know, a bunch of different of your items that you're looking to sell. And what other things are you doing to really promote yourself? What have you found over the last almost 2 years now that works really well for getting your brand and your name out there? What have you tried that maybe doesn't work well that you're probably not going to go back to, or maybe you could have done a little bit better to improve that method?
Yeah, so for me, in person has been the best, hands down. I think when people see the product in person, you can touch it, you can feel it, you know it's real. When it's a new brand that you've never heard of and you see it on Instagram, there's always that natural skepticism of, you know, am I going to pay this company and never see a shirt, or is it going to come in and I'm not going to like it? So I think in person has been a huge key. I think Instagram has been a huge key. You know, seeing that first sale on Instagram that I didn't know the person, that was awesome. Friends and family have been huge and super supportive, and that's great. But when you get that first sale from somebody that you don't know, that's just a really cool feeling. So Instagram has been key for that. I've used email marketing. The website provider that I use is Wix, and they have an email marketing campaign service in their package, and it's very user-friendly, and I like to do it. I have not seen a ton of return off of that, and I also haven't done it a ton, but that's one that hasn't been a huge return yet. And I've also toyed around with a brand ambassador program with, you know, not great success yet. And so those two I'd like to put a little more effort into. They also don't cost anything, so it's something you can, you know, try and see what works. But for me, it's been in person and using Instagram.
Nice. And then to expand off of your product, so you started with t-shirts, but I know that you now have like hats and sweatshirts and sweatpants, and you've expanded your product line a little bit. So talk to me a little bit about that and what your kind of visions and goals for the future are. Do you plan on adding even more products to it? Yeah, just kind of talk about what you see for the near future and maybe even a little bit further on down the line.
Yeah, so it's interesting. When I very first had the idea, it wasn't even for t-shirts. I had the idea for the brand and for a different product, which I don't want to reveal just yet. But I still have those ideas, and I feel like I come up with new ones, you know, every few weeks. I think of something else that we could do. You know, the name of the company is GY6 Apparel, so I do want to stay in that space, and I want to be careful not to dilute the message of supporting troops and patriotic. I don't want to turn it into a fitness company. The fitness industry has been a great place for me to grow it, but I want to be careful not to confuse that message. So, you know, I have those ideas all the time, and I think the biggest challenge is, again, just finding time, nights and weekends to devote into how do we make this, where do I find suppliers for this, and then just the unknowns. You know, I can think about a product and have the idea of what it might be, but have no idea who can make it and where to source materials and, you know, make sure that someone else hasn't done this and patented the idea and those types of things. So, you know, do your research. There's a lot of time in new products. So I think we'll continue to stay in the apparel primarily, but do have some other ideas too.
Nice. Awesome. And then just lastly, do you have any advice for people or entrepreneurs who are interested in creating and starting their own business, or specifically, you know, built a business built around a brand, since that's kind of the field that you're in? You know, anything specifically that you'd really push someone to do, or, you know, reflecting on your own journey that you wish you would have done differently or that you're glad you did do, especially with just getting started? And, you know, taking that first step is always the hardest, it seems to be.
Yeah, I think that's it. You know, I mentioned it earlier, is you just have to start. You've got to find that one thing that you can do. For me, it was ordering product before I ever had the business license. I didn't have a website. I didn't have the LLC. I didn't have any of that stuff that I needed. But I ordered that first batch of shirts, and then I had to do the rest because I had to sell the shirts. So find out what that first step is. You know, maybe your first step is to create the website, or make a business card, you know, do something. But you don't have to have everything figured out. I think if I could have done it again, I would have probably started a little sooner with just ordering some physical product. But you know, all in all, I look back on it and don't have regrets on it, but it is just that first step that's so key.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sitting down and sharing your story about GY6 Apparel Company, and excited to see where you take it going forward.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you.